Hello, boobies. Right, I've had something on my mind that's been sort of the culmination of a couple of things I've heard and that I've been thinking about, and a little bit of self-examination as well. This one's called The Smartest Guy in the Room. And I'm going to reveal that I'm a pretty arrogant son of a bitch, because I think I'm pretty smart. And I think, you know, as you go around life, you meet people of various different, you know, walks of life. I tend, I think, to be one of the smarter guys. So please forgive my arrogance, just to start with. There's a reason to me saying that. And I've been watching, you know, the tech scene or whatever, and also stuff like the Wall Street scene, and lately it's come up, this is probably what's got me thinking about it, the Social Network movie, which has got, obviously basically about Mark Zuckerberg, who I think is one of those guys who thinks that any room he walks into, he's the smartest guy in the room. And, you know, Steve Jobs is famous for believing that he's the smartest guy in the room all the time, and Bill Gates is certainly renowned for being the smartest guy in the room. And then there's the, you know, the Enron guys, the guys that that were so creative with their accounting that they ended up in jail and all the rest. You know, all these guys think of themselves as the smartest guy in the room. And I think the, you know, I'm just a guy. I'm not the head of an international corporation, but I've got a good brain. I'm pretty capable of figuring stuff out and making a decent counter argument if there's a discussion to be had, and you know, and I pick things up pretty quick. But I think I've got something that those guys haven't got, and I mean, I'm not trying to self-aggrandize here, but trying to point out a flaw in this smartest guy in the room attitude. Which is why I wouldn't typically describe myself as the smartest guy in the room. And these guys who do describe themselves that way are missing something, something really key and important. And that's that being the smartest guy in the room doesn't mean that your opinion is right or even that it's particularly insightful. It simply doesn't mean that you, because you're the smartest guy in the room, you have the right to assert that what you say is right. Or even more right than the other guy. Because if there's one thing I do know about smart people, it's that they have quite blinkered views. They have a very narrow view of how things work. I remember there was a guy I used to work with when I was working in ICL, who was, he was a programmer, we were all programmers there, and to be honest, everybody in that building was very smart. And by the way, everybody that's listening to this is, by the very nature of being, you know, an internet guy or an internet girl or somebody who's interested in these sort of things and interested in this, which is basically learning and you know, self-education, you're all going to be clever people. You're all likely to be the smartest person in any room, unless you walk into a room with, you know, a bunch of other people like yourself. But the point is, you're all smart, but you must never think that you've got all the right information or that you've got all the right viewpoints. And I think more than anything else, it's the viewpoints that really matter here. Smart people tend to come at things from one viewpoint. So this guy I worked with at ICL, we'd given him the job of writing a bunch of functions for a program that we were writing. And he wrote all of these functions just straightforward, and he was proud as hell with them. He wrote them to do exactly what we told him, but he put no checking on them at all. And when we said to him, but you're not checking your input parameters or anything, and he said, well, why would I need to do that? If they're called correctly, then they'll never get incorrect parameters. And his view on this was, well, everybody should be as smart as me. But that's just naive. I mean, that's just stupid. That isn't the way the world works. You do need to trap mistakes. Even smart people make mistakes. And smart people don't know everything. You can't understand everything. You can't look at the world from everybody's viewpoint. The world is all about points of view. It's not about objective right or wrong. And this idea of being the smartest guy in the room is predicated on the idea that there is an objective right and wrong, and there just isn't. And if there was, everything Steve Jobs made would sell like hotcakes, and there are plenty of things he's made that don't. Likewise, Bill Gates. So there you go. Just a thought on the smartest guy in the room. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.